is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, In the Light with Laura O'Malley. Laura's spiritual journey began in 2014 with a divine intervention that set her life on an awkward path. This connection introduced her to her higher self and her divine path. And now, she is committed to bringing happiness and enlightenment to all seeking a path to peace, love, and joy. Please welcome back Laura O'Malley to News for the Soul.
And hopefully we're all on the board now. Laura, are you there?
I am. It took a bit of effort, though.
Yes, here as well.
Oh, goodness.
So we're here.
Awesome. Glad I made it in.
Me too.
All righty.
Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. I just wanted to let you know, sometimes we get, well, pretty much after every show, some people tune in late and they're confused as to what's going on. So, you know, they're not sure if you're channeling or they missed something. So, yeah, maybe include that in your intro today. So they know what's
sure what's going on as far as what I'm doing.
Some people, yes. Others are very clear.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So let's see. I can do that. I am Laura O'Malley. I am an energy alignment intuitive. I'm a happiness coach and I'm a channel. I channel information from the non-physical world. And basically what that means is the collectives that I am in contact with, they send me chunks of information or energy. It's basically the way that they communicate in the non-physical. And somehow I am able to, I don't know how I'm able to, but somehow I am able to organize it into words which match the meaning energetically. So they're not necessarily sending me the specific words. They're sending me chunks of ideas and chunks of information. And as a human being, we communicate, obviously, via words. And so somehow within me, because I'm one with them, because we're all one with them, we have the ability to decipher this chunked information and put it into words. So generally, the information that's coming through is developed by those that are speaking based upon the energy of those that are listening. So the way that they've explained it to me is when I am tuning in and they are connecting with me, they are providing information that is being called out for from those that are listening, which is kind of cool. A lot of information lately that I've been getting is about the information that we're receiving is information that's necessary for our forward growth. So it makes a lot of sense that they're, you know, commenting that they're doing that. Today's topic is a little crazy. So the Luminaires of Peace and Love are going to be coming in, at least for the introductory part of this. I don't know who will come in if we have time for phone calls, which I'm assuming we will. But they are wanting to speak about the multidimensional existence that we live in. It's a reality that we're living in. And so just those words, the reality of multidimensional existence kind of scared me to death when they said that because I didn't really understand it. I've been hearing a little bit about it here and there. They've been giving me information about it, but it's a little above me. And so the channel that's coming through is information that I don't fully understand. They actually went through some of the information with me today, and I was in a little bit of a panic mode. And they said, it doesn't matter if you don't understand it at the level that you're seeking to understand it at. You will get it as we're talking about it. And even if people listening don't fully grasp it when it's being spoken, eventually it will kind of seed into our energy. And when it comes up again, it will help us understand it. So that's an introduction for what is coming. So hopefully we can get started on that, and then we'll have a little bit of time afterwards to take some phone calls. All right.
All right.
I will.
If the boards work, that sounds lovely.
Okay. And if the board doesn't work, I'm sure that they'll fill that space with everything that you ever wanted to know about multidimensional existence.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. All righty, here we go. Hello. We are here. We are quite thrilled to be here. Laura is not giving herself quite enough credit. She is much more aware of this topic than she lets on. And we find this amusing from our perspective. The reality of multidimensional existence, all of humanity is existing in a multidimensional existence, a multidimensional reality. We are bridging the topic of time today, beginning to speak of this, for we have mentioned this several times in our interaction with all of those within this format, and yet often we are skipping through it because of the difficulty of it. But the reality is that time is illusionary. There is only the present moment. As we speak about a multidimensional existence, it is helpful to understand that present moment is what is important. It is not necessary for you to fully grasp that time is illusionary. It is much more important for you to hear the words that we speak presently. The present moment is what is important. And hold on to this as we move forward. You are all source energy beings whom have come forward into this existence. It is purposeful, it is intentional, and you have chosen to do so in order to have experience here. You are creators. You are continually, consistently creating your reality. You have chosen aspects of this reality. You have chosen prior to coming into this experience, very specific experiences with the intention to help you to discover your truth more deeply. All that occurs here is intentionally, purposely helping you to discover the truth of who you are more and more deeply. When we speak of the present moment being the most important moment, it is because as a source energy creator, you are continually creating your reality here based upon thoughts, feelings, decisions that you are making in every present moment. Your reality occurs within the present moment. Your reactivity, your responsivity within each present moment determines your next reality, your next present moment. It is a building, so so to speak. You are continually building your reality moment to moment to moment based upon your previous present moment. As you are holding an experience, it is irrelevant what experience you are holding. As you are holding an experience within any present moment, you are responding to what is occurring. Within this response, there is creation. You are creators, all of you, consistently creating, continuously creating, moment to moment to moment. Each moment is building upon the previous moment. This is how you are creating your future. This is why you can create your future. This is why you have chosen to come here. For in choosing to come here, you have full understanding and great clarity about your power coming into this physical experience. You have the choice to create your reality, or you can fall into default and allow the reality to create around you based upon your response. The difference here is that in the creation of one reality, you are conscious. You are aware that you are the creator. In the other creation, the default creation of your reality, you are simply unaware that you are the creator. You are allowing the reality to build based upon your perspective in both realities. However, standing in your power, understanding that your perspective is creating what is coming is very, very, very different. Defaulting or reacting to what is playing out in your experience. This is the truth of the human experience here. You are creators. It feels difficult to believe for many that you are creating your future for. So very often, that which is coming into your experience is not that which feels as if you are desiring it. And this is often the truth of what is occurring within your reality. For unless you are conscious, unless you are aware that you are a creator, you are not careful about your reactivity. You are not conscious of your response. As you become more aware, as you become more conscious, and you are teaching yourself to stand in this awareness more often, to be conscious more often, as you become aware of all of the options that you have, all of the choices that are yours for the taking, you can begin to be the creator that you always intended to be. You can begin to shift your life into ultra-dimensional experiences, those which are more preferable to your human knowing, your human desiring, also the desiring of the truth of who you are or your higher selves desiring. It is merely the understanding that you are an all-powerful source being and that you are the creator. The difficulty lies in holding this perspective for longer than moments, several moments, continuing moment. It is often easier for you to be a creator in chunks of experience here. The emotion that you experience will often run you off your rails, so to speak. Run you off your rails, meaning that as you lean into an emotional response that is not pleasurable, anger, fear, frustration, sadness, etc., all of that which has been already identified as the goodies within this earth plane, when you allow yourself to lean into such an experience, you are moving away from a conscious state of being. For in a conscious state, you are well aware of your feelings. You are taking a step outside of the experience and noticing that you are experiencing a feeling, not simply experiencing the feeling. It is in the noticing of the emotional experience. This is where the power lies. For this is where you can change your perspective in understanding that you have a choice to do so. When you are within the current of the emotional experience, not conscious of it, not noticing it, but swept up in it, it is quite difficult for you to get your footing back. But it is most possible to do so at any present moment. For each and every present moment is your true reality. And so as you lean into or are swept up by an emotional experience, you can suddenly become aware or suddenly become conscious. And in that moment of awareness or consciousness, you can put on the brakes, pull the emergency brake, and stop yourself from continuing forward within this momentum. We have made this statement prior. The easiest way to do so would be to laugh and acknowledge your power. Laugh and acknowledge where you are in the quantum field. I am a source energy being having a human experience presently, and I have been swept up in the emotion of anger. And then allow yourself to choose to laugh about it and find the humor in it. For in doing so, you will immediately become more conscious, immediately have clarity about the truth of what is occurring, and immediately have the power to shift your perspective into a perspective of neutrality, observation, tissing, instead of reacting. Herein lies your power. Retraining or reteaching yourself
to consistently stay conscious in every present moment. For every present moment is your reality here. And in setting or holding the intention to stay present in every present moment, you are increasing your ability to create your future as you choose it to be. This is the reality here. Whether or not you are fully grasping this information, whether or not you are fully in agreement is irrelevant. This is the truth. This is who you are, and this is your power here. And as you begin to investigate, as you begin to move forward, contemplating, opening yourself to the possibility of all that has been shared today, seeking more information about all that has been shared today, you are intentionally and purposely contributing to your vibrational level rising. And as your vibrational level rises, this information will feel different. It will begin to feel exciting. It will begin to feel like possibility. It will begin to feel interesting, engaging, because your guidance system will be working for you, delivering, feeling, which is indicative of the truth of this information. It is all up to you. It is all in your hands. It is all a choice. It is free will. You can decide to continue moving forward within this dimension of reality as you always have. Or you can open yourself to the possibility of this truth. And in doing so, you can begin to experiment, begin to hold the intention to be more conscious in every present moment. For you are receiving information from all those connected to you in the non-physical, your guides, your higher self, those whom have gone home before you. You are in every present moment receiving information. This information, this reception that you are able to receive is because of your power here. And the intention of all of it is to help guide you towards understanding this truth, understanding your power, and understanding the most efficient route toward all that you desire here. We understand from the human perspective, it is quite difficult to hear the words that there is no limitation here. You are the creator of your limitation. You are the creator of all limitation that has already come into your experience here. And in a single present moment, you can decide to change all that has occurred previously by opening yourself to the possibility of new creation, new understanding of your reality. All we wish to speak of on this topic today, unless, of course, there are those calling in whom are not understanding and are seeking clarity. And if this is so, then we are happy to give clarity. We are delighted to take any questions or callers at this point.
Very dry.
So I actually did understand a little bit better this time around. The first time around, I was in full-on panic mode, and I was like, nobody's going to understand this. But I don't know. I think they did a really good job of explaining it. So maybe y'all are understanding it a little bit better than I was thinking you would.
Well, we got a couple of callers. I don't know if they're calling about the topic or something else, but managed to get through, so let's find out. Let's go to 914 is first. 914, you're up with Laura and others. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York. Yes, hi. I love your
all
lovely
right, what
energy.
Can you do for you today?
Oh, you just did it. You just changed my energy, changed my frequency. All is good, all is love. Thank you.
Hooray! That's my intention. I don't know about the collective, but that's my intention.
But I do have a question, too.
Okay.
Thank you. There is an issue with a company. I believe it's, I think there's no other way around it besides going to a lawyer. The company's name starts with the letter T. And I was wondering, somebody just gave me an insight today on, you know, what to tell the lawyer and how to proceed.
Yes.
Do you believe that this is the answer, this person, the information that he gave it to, gave to me, and that I will eventually win this issue with this
company?
Okay,
hold one second. Let me see who's going to come through first, because I feel like there might be a changing of the guards going on right now. I'm not exactly certain, but it may be that, you know, somebody more connected to you is going to come through, and I'm getting a yes on that. So maybe one of your guides or something. So give me one sec. Yes,
thank
we are
you.
Already here, already waiting, already so aware that this phone call was going to be made. From what we are seeing, from what we are understanding, never is it necessary for lawyers to come into the situation. However, within the human realm, there is quite different understanding of the way the universe works, of the way creation works. And so from this perspective and this perspective alone, we give you this. That which has come into our experience has come into our experience based upon your vibrational level. Your vibrational level formulating your experiences. Your vibrational level is calling into your reality that which is serving your greatest good. We are needing for you to hear this with clarity. All that is coming into your experience here is serving your greatest good. You always have the choice which dimensional existence you are walking into. That being said, what we are referencing is that you have the choice always how to proceed. We are offering you this. When you stand in your power and hold the intention to move forward from a place of love by choosing the path of lawyer or not choosing the path of lawyer, it is irrelevant. What is more important is
choosing to stand in your power and choosing to come or move forward from a place of love. As you visit this place, as you hold space within yourself, asking for guidance, seeking information, intending to be the love, regardless of what happens, as this is your point of view or your perspective or your choice, your vibrational level is shifting in every moment. The moment of decision making in this moment and this moment and this moment and this moment, each moment falling one upon the previous, as you hold the intention to house love and understanding within your vibrational energetic being, you are powerfully shifting the reality that is coming into your experience. Do you follow?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, from our perspective, what we would suggest is that you spend some time in meditation, quieting your mind, coming into the present moment, releasing the information about what has occurred, releasing the information about what might be coming into your experience, and seek the present moment and the present moment alone. In doing so, you are setting the intention to receive. You are setting the intention to receive guidance from those that are connected with you, those whom have answers for you, those whom can see all your possible paths forward and can assist you in your decision making from moment to moment, reminding you to stay in a place of love from moment to moment. For when, as a source energy being, you make the decision to stay in a place of love and not a place of anger or fear or frustration within this realm of experience that you are speaking of, you are creating the optimal outcome for yourself. You are the creator. And if you can begin to release expectation, specific expectations, and instead trust that the universe will deliver you that which you are desiring, that which is benefiting you, that which is serving you, that which is in your greatest, highest good, which may look a bit different from what you are presently expecting or foreseeing. This is because, from the human perspective, you are holding yourself within limitation. You are attempting to create the best possible scenario for yourself, and yet the best possible scenario for yourself within your realm of creation is not the best possible scenario for yourself.
Oh.
For the human perspective does not always open to the more of possibility. Are you following?
Yes, yes. I'm getting this or greater.
Yes.
Like that kind of mantra.
Yes.
Yes.
Let it be so or something even better. Let it be so or something I have not yet perceived. Let it be so or something that is unimaginable. For you are the creator, and if you trust that it will be so, it must be so. And when you release and trust and follow the guidance that you are receiving based upon holding the intention that you will be the love and the light throughout, you are standing in the power of the creator, and the best case, the best possible scenario must make its way into your reality. Is this clear?
Yes, and I believe that this gentleman that brought me this new piece of information today is a signal of that manifestation.
We would
agree. Is that right?
We would agree. We are simply wanting to remind you that it is not about deserving. It is about standing in a place of love. This intention being foremost the important aspect of this entire conversation today. If you can trust, stand in a place of love, hold the intention to be the love, and trust that it will work out in your greatest good or for your greatest good, then it shall be. There shall be no other way, for you are the creator.
Yes.
Move forward as you see. Move forward as it feels good to you. Allow your emotional responsivity to guide you. And remember that when you are angered, it is because you are creating within your own energy a scenario that is not the truth. Allow yourself to feel the love as often as possible. And when this emotional response shifts to one of the goodies, stop and notice. Notice what you are feeling. And stand in your power. Recall where you are in the quantum field. Tell yourself, I am source energy. I am a creator. I am powerful. I am feeling anger, frustration, etc. Because I have created within my energy bubble a truth which does not resonate with the truth of me, with the truth of my higher self. And then seek out a feeling of joy. Seek out a focus which brings you into a joyous state. Therein lies the answer to the previous difficulty. You must seek out joy. You must seek out a feeling of good within your solar plexus. It is the point of focus which will bring clarity to you about that which has caused an anger to build within you. Every single time you begin to feel an emotion which is not pleasing, stop yourself from continuing to give your attention to the thought you are focusing upon. Move your attention to a thought which feels better, like relief, or as close to joy as possible, and sit in this for a bit. And you will gain clarity about the other. Do you understand?
Yes.
You can do this. You are quite powerful. You are not giving yourself kudos, so to speak, that you should, for you are quite good at this. but you are sometimes faltering in your knowing of this. Trust your power here. You are quite powerful. Trust this. My head is shaking. Yes, 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 yes. I mean, this is coming through so strong, to trust yourself. Just make sure that as soon as you start to feel anything less than love, to take a little break, take some time, you know. If you're in the middle of something and it really is feeling bad, then reach for a funny memory and stop listening for a second, like a funny memory. Whenever I am faced with, you know, a contrasting situation and I don't know how to get myself out of it, I immediately just go back to this memory of me and my grandma kind of peeing our pants together one day. And I immediately feel a shift, an energy shift within me, and that's my own vibrational level. And that is your power, to stay in charge of what you're giving your attention to in order to feel at least neutral. That's what you're going for. If you can't feel joy or happiness, then at least neutrality, and get yourself to a place where you're going, okay, I feel myself starting to get upset right now, and I know that this is because I'm thinking things in my mind which aren't true. I wouldn't be feeling upset right now if I wasn't thinking about something that's not true. The reason I'm feeling upset is because I have, as the creator, started creating a thought that is not resonating with the truth of who I am. It's not a vibrational match with my truth. And because I'm creating a thought which isn't the truth or not a vibrational match, because I'm choosing to do that on purpose, okay, it might be by default, you're not aware that you're doing it, but that feeling, when you start to get that yucky feeling in your belly, that's your alert. That is supposed to be your alert that you're giving your attention or thinking about something that's not true. And so if you can stop in that moment, just stop yourself in that moment and reach for that back pocket funny memory and bring your vibrational level up again, you know, that will help balance you out. That will help neutralize it. And then you can tell yourself again, this is ridiculous. I'm making things up in my head. Everything's working out for me. Everything's working out for me. Everything's working out for me. And just keep doing that best you can. And if you stumble, it's okay. It's okay. We're human. This is what happens. It's the practicing of this that gets you stronger and stronger and stronger. And the more you practice this, the better able you are to do it in the face of a big doozy. Or I call it, you know, the dodgeball in the face. When something big happens, you're better able when you're practicing this all the time. So they've given you a lot of really good information.
Yes.
If this is the route you're, you know, looking at to go with this lawyer, then they're saying go with the lawyer. If it feels good to you, then do it. Trust your guidance. But make sure that as you're moving forward, you stay in a place of love, because when you stay in a place of love, and it's your intention to be the love, you know, really, truly be the love, then it will work out in your highest good. It starts to get a little tricky when you're looking for, like, vindication, or when you're looking for, you know, he deserves this or whatever, which may or may not be the case. But just make sure you're coming from a place of love as much as you possibly can. All righty?
Yes, yes. Wow.
Awesome. Hope
I can't thank you enough. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, so happy to help in any way that we can.
Thank
certainly.
You.
Have a great day. It's
sending
Catherine,
you
right?
So much love. Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
have
you.
A great day, Catherine. All right.
Thank you. Many blessings. Much love.
Certainly.
You
as well.
We are here for you. All righty. Checking in the time. We're okay. A couple more calls. We should be all right. 347, you're next. You're now, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, my name is Linda. I'm calling in from New York.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm looking for, like, a new job because I'm really having, like, a tough time with people at work. So, you know how you have that feeling where it's, like, one against all
okay.
on certain days?
Okay. Do you want to just hear what their guidance is about your job and the possibility of a new job?
Yes.
Okay. Let me bring them in. Let's see who's coming. Hello, everyone. All right. Dearest is here. Hello. Hello, it's a cutie. Look at you, all worried about what is happening. We are going to tell you what is happening, all right? So, from your perspective, because you are a human being and you are sometimes silly, all right? And we mean this with so much love, we cannot even contain ourselves. So much love we are sending your way. But sometimes you're a little silly, you know? And so this is happening in your work situation. This is happening. Well, guess what, little cutie? What is coming into your reality is for you. It's not happening to you. We have said this so many times. It is happening for you. And when something is happening for you, you are interpreting it, all right? You are interpreting it from an emotional stance. Now, sometimes it is time to go. Sometimes it is time to go and you are not wanting to go for whatever reason. Often it is fear, okay? Often fear is keeping you in a place which is less desirable for your greatest good. And so we are staying because of the fear. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But guess what, little cutie? What happens then? Your guide, your higher self knows maybe this is not the place for you. And so what do? They create a situation for you where it's getting really good, meaning very difficult for you to continue on. Sometimes you are not taking the breadcrumbs as they are being thrown upon your path. You're not noticing that it's time to move on. And what happens when this is occurring is your guide, all right, are making it very obvious to you. Sometimes
yes.
you will even lose your job. And you, from the human perspective, are thinking, oh no, what has happened now? This is terrible. But the reality is your guides have simply taken a big step helping you get to where you want to go. Because your guides would not do this unless they were privy to what is it you are desiring. And they are always privy to this because you are one with them. So you have been thinking about leaving for some time now, and you are dragging your feet about it, yes?
Yes, that's so true.
Yes, guess what, cutie? Time to go. So here is our suggestion, all right? What you are going to do now is you are going to go to work with different perspectives, okay? You are the creator, and you are going to create within yourself this understanding. Here are words, because if you are listening, it will be easy for you to do this. You are going to wake up in the morning, and you are going to say, hooray! I am on a path to a new job. I am on a path to a job that excites me and fills me with joy and happiness. I am getting ready to go to this new job. So when I go to my current job today, I am going to be the love in the presence of everyone because I know a secret. And the secret is I am not going to be here for much longer. Also, I am going to be a projector of love. Put on the film love, 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 and project it to everybody. And they will begin to wonder what is going on here. Because your perception is different now. It's not, I don't want to go, this is terrible, everybody is against me. You'll see the difference. Now you are standing in your power. Now you are excited to go because you know your days here are numbered. Your new job will find its way to you. If you can trust, it is coming. And little cutie pie, it is coming. It has been waiting for you to get out of the way. You have been resisting this change. Most of what is difficult for you human beings is because you will not get out of your own way and you hold on because of the fear. But as soon as it is gone and then the next best thing is coming into your life, you have new perspective where you can say, oh my goodness, had I left 2 months ago, I could have become happy 2 months ago. You see, your guides are setting you up for what you are wanting. This is the way your world works. But you must trust it is working this way. And so when you go in and you smile. You go in and you send your love. Because with the cutie, you have a secret now. You have a secret. Your new job is coming to you, or you can think in your mind you are going to it. But it will make its way to you. Be open. Because red crumbs have been coming and you are ignoring them. Your guides already have been sending you information and you are ignoring it because of your fear. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Yes. So get ready.
Yes.
Get ready and be happy and trust. And would you please call us and let us know because we would love to hear the outcome.
Sure, I will.
All right.
Is there anything else you are wanting?
No. Thank you for pouring your positive energy into me.
You are wonderful. You just are not allowing yourself to understand how amazing and wonderful you are. So you go home, look in your mirror, and tell yourself, guess what, cutie pie? You are on a new path starting right now, and I love you so much, and I am very excited for you. And then send yourself a kiss. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thank you. I'll start looking in the mirror and I'll do that.
Yes, and do it every day, every single day. Remind yourself how amazing, beautiful, powerful you are, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, we love you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes and when it goes, because it's going now.
I think that's it. It's top of the hour here.
Yep, I'm reining it in. Apologies to
all
the callers. And,
awesome.
Yeah,
all
shameless
right.
Self-promotion. What have you got?
Well, that was fun. All right, guys.
It always is fun.
It is always fun. If you're looking to find me outside of the show, you can find me at www.getintothelight.com. And I actually also do little phone calls like this, 10-minute phone calls. If you have a question, I'm happy to do that for you, very much like what happens on the radio show. So you know where to find me. And until next time, thanks again, Nicole. What a trip. What a trip.
Always a party. Looking forward to next time already. Laura is all linked up. She set up newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more
after this quick reset break, right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.